part of what I look at is really a post-equine industry or a post-equine agricultural economy. I think one of the problems with the horse industry is that it's largely dependent upon high rollers from outside of the Lexington area. So that filters down to real estate value in terms of people's access to being able to buy property in rural areas in Fayette County and to a lesser extent some other surrounding counties in horse country as well.
The Purchase of Development Rights Program, I think it'd be fair to say, is a considered a land preservation approach where city money has been put into this over the years, many times $2 million a year, to go toward preserving some of the rural areas. Again, what should be the future of the PDR program?
I'm a fan of protecting our rural areas. I'm not a particular fan of the PDR program as it's been instituted. A lot of the PDR program has, again, I think, reinforced a particular pastoral economy that has been very beneficial to those on the higher income ladders. So those who already have very valuable Fayette rural land are able to buy into that PDR fund in a lot of ways. If I live in the inner city, I don't have that access to those kinds of funds. Now, I'm also a hiker, so one of the things that I would like to see revamped with a PDR program is to really make that public access lands, whether that is our greenways or pathways through these properties. So we need to think about how we can take our PDR funds and to really create open trail access so that, you know, myself or other people who are living in and around Fayette County can get access and walk around and experience those wonderful PDR lands.
The city's urban service boundary, which is a way of saying city services go so far out into the county area, hasn't been expanded to speak of for years. When should it be?
I don't think it needs to be expanded anytime soon. I think there's plenty of infill space here within the urban service boundary. I would look particularly around areas around New Circle. We have lots and lots of surface parking lots that can be redeveloped as well. So I don't see necessarily a push out. I would suggest that Lexington really needs to be thinking regionally. So we need to keep our rural lands and have these green pocket spaces. And let's develop Georgetown. Let's develop Wilmore. Let's develop Nicholasville. Let's think of our Fayette County as sort of a regional hub.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are your thoughts about the instant racing proposal, which, if carried out, would mean hundreds of slot machines at both Keeneland and the Red Mile?
I'm not really a fan of expanded gambling in that particular form in our horse tracks. I haven't followed it too much as somebody who's really focused on city issues. This has really been a conversation that's happened at the state level. My sense is that gambling, particularly slot gambling, is going to be largely geared towards a lower socioeconomic group. So this becomes another tax on those groups. If we're gonna open up what we might call these sin occupations, I would much rather decriminalize marijuana and really have emphasize that as a more open access economy. If we're going to generate money from something that would be a sin tax, let's go that direction instead of slot gambling on what I understand are horse races that occurred decades previously. I'm not really quite sure how that works, but it doesn't really seem like it's something that would be beneficial to the state.